disagree, 'cause we got different things that we believe in. I believe a lot of good can come from doing something just for fun, even if you're the only one who thinks it's ever worth repeating. I don't think that there's a right or a wrong way of writing or singing a song, even if you're just making it up as you're going. It'll be the same type of shit that everybody else has been making. Oh, masterpiece, my masterpiece. Take a look at me and my masterpiece. Walking down the street, stop and get something to eat. Bon appetit with my masterpiece.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 178. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Shotgun Jimmy. That song is called Masterpiece. It was on the album Transistor Sister, which came out March 8th of this year on You've Changed Records. That is the label of Jim Kilpatrick, a.k.a. Shotgun Jimmy. I first heard of Shotgun Jimmy at the Sappy Fest last year, and I sure wish I could be there this coming weekend. I think that's the 29th through the 30th of July in Sackville, New Brunswick. It was my favorite fest of the year. You get a chance to head up to that one, do it. Let's see, I've got lots of music for you, and I'm chatting to myself in a hotel, feeling a little silly, so let's do music instead. This is a band called Gardens and Villa. That is Woo Live with the track We Bros. That is on the band's album Go Tell Fire to the Mountain, which the band self-released on June 13th. A band out of Manchester in England, a very secretive band that hasn't revealed a whole lot about themselves, which has made them infinitely more interesting to people, I think. I like that album a lot. It reminds me of the best parts of Cap'n Jazz, so pick that up if you're a fan of that track. The rest of the album is very similar. It's hard to pick a track that is a standout on that one. They're all just so good. Before that, Colts from New York. The song is called Go Outside. It's on the band's self-titled album, which is released on Columbia Records June 7th of this year. And before that, Gardens and Villa, also off their self-titled album. That song is called Thorn Castles and is released on Secretly Canadian on July 4th. The band out of Santa Barbara. Let's see. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works. Let me tell you the simple part. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it for you. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and you come back week after week. Of course, that week thing, it's been 2 weeks since I did a podcast. I'm working, and it's a lot harder. Living in a hotel in Odessa, Texas. Actually, the hotel's in Midland, but, you know, Twin Cities and all that. It's a lot of desert. I don't know how you can tell one city from another anyway. Music. Let's do some of that. This is Destroyer with the track Blue Eyes.
You terrify the land, you are pestle and mortar, your first love's new order, Mother Nature's son, king of the Everglades, population one. I write poetry for myself, I write poetry for myself. Up sorrow, I want you to love me. You send me a coffin of roses. I guess that's the way that things go these days. Take pills, for instance. I heard they're no good for you. I won't, and I never will. She said,
I won't, and I never will.
Thank you. a bottle to the press. It said, don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. Don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. Don't be ashamed or disgusted with yourselves. I thumb through the books on your shelves. I thumb through the books on your shelves. I thumb through the books on your shelves. The books on your shelves. Blue eyes.
A whole lot of buzz in those last two acts, aren't there? That is Bon Iver with the track Calgary off of the self-titled album Bon Iver. That came out June 21st on Jag Jaguar Records. That is, of course, the project of Justin Vernon, who has been all over everywhere talking about that album. And it's made a lot of the best of 2011 so far lists. And speaking of those lists, there is, before that, Destroyer with the song Blue Eyes off the album Kaput that was released on Merge Records back in January of this year, starting the year off right from Dan Bihar there. Dan has created an album that I am not that interested in at all. I love his pop elements, but sometimes it just goes way over the top into that whole yacht rock thing, which Bon Iver is also guilty of on this last album. So two albums there, a lot of buzz and not a lot of love from me. So that's just sometimes how it works. Well, I'm out of time, so let's get the details out of the way. I want to let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 178. I have been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or follow me on Twitter at Sid Much Rock. We're going to end things off this week with yet another one-person project with some help from some friends. This is Meryl Garbus's Tune Yards. I'm going to play the track Gangster. This is off the album Who Kill, which was released April of this year on 4AD Records. I'm normally not a fan of this much noise, and this album is one that I initially listened to and went, ooh, this gives me a headache like I was listening to Fiery Furnaces. But after enough listens, I heard a lot in here that I really liked, so I give this one a lot of time to develop if you're really looking to find the pop and the song structure. If you enjoy the noise, well, then you're going to find that right off the bat and be a very happy camper. So here we go. Let's end off with this one. This is Tune Yards with the track Gangsta.
Life in the city.
What's happening?
Christmas. 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 Christmas.